Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you are new here, thank you so much for tuning in. So in today's episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about boundaries and how we can create boundaries around our business time as a mum. And I think one of the biggest things that I work on with my clients is around boundaries. And I honestly can't tell you how important it is as a mum in business to have clear boundaries in place so you can allow the time and space needed for your business. But that also helps you be actually a present mum as well. You know, so often we are juggling kids and our business, and sometimes the two can almost be intertwined. And that's when it can be a little bit harder for us to kind of focus in on the things we need to in our business, but then also give our families that love and attention that we want to as well. And so this is where boundaries come into play. And inside of my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite, we have an entire week and module dedicated to all things boundaries. And you know, it is such an important area to work on, as it will actually have an impact on our lives, but also our businesses as well. And on the note of R&R, or Reset and Reignite, doors to this program will actually be opening again very soon. So if you want to be the first to hear about my 10-week group coaching program, get all the details and some exclusive waitlist only bonuses, then jump onto the waitlist now. I will pop the link in the show notes for you. So I find that often us mums can find it challenging to set but also implement boundaries, as we are almost conditioned to put everyone else and their needs before our own. And I think in particular, this comes into play as mums because we sometimes feel like we should, in air quotation marks, be putting the needs of our family before our own. And what happens is, in doing this, means that it often leaves us having our own needs not met. It leaves us feeling really depleted. And so having boundaries actually allows us to take better care of ourselves. And when we do that, we actually take better care of our families, and it means that we also show up in our businesses very differently as well. Now, an area where I often work on with my clients when it comes to boundaries is around business time. Because as a mum, also having a business, it is a juggling those two things. And so creating business time and creating clear boundaries around working hours in the business makes a very big difference. And I know this because it personally made a difference for me as well. You know, things have changed over the years for me. You know, I'd been in that season of life as a mum where I had little kids and I was juggling my business. And the season of life that I'm in now is I have two children at full-time school. And so things look differently for me. You know, I can solely work when my children are at school. So that means that my work hours are now basically school hours. And so I work, you know, 9 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Now, my children are at school on a Friday, but I keep Fridays dedicated to me, So Fridays are a Renee day for me. So Renee day is all about anything for me, really. It is, you know, catching up with my friends. It might be, you know, doing things that I just love and enjoy. It's just a Renee day. It's a day that's just for me. So from 9 till 2:30, it's Renee day on a Friday. But Monday to Thursday, that is business time for me. And to be really honest, it's actually kind of rare for me to work outside of those hours. And one clear boundary I definitely have in place is I never work on weekends. My weekends are very sacred time for family, you know, it might be for friends, for fun, whatever that might look like. And so I purely work those hours, and that's by choice too. You know, there was a time in business where I would work early in the morning or of an evening to do client work. I have now made the choice that I don't do that anymore. So outside of those business hours that I've set for myself, it means no work. It means no client calls. It means no client sessions, no business planning, no content creation. Now, that being said, I do still do some things outside of those hours. So where there's some, you know, discrepancy there, I suppose you would say, is I do allow Leadway to show up on stories on Instagram if I feel inspired to do so. But often it's still within my business hours. And it's same goes with responding to clients. So any clients that work with me in a one-on-one capacity or in my group coaching program, you get access to me via WhatsApp, where you get unlimited support from me in that space. However, even that comes with boundaries as well, which I share with my clients in their onboarding process of letting them know that whilst, yes, they have unlimited one-on-one support from me, I'm only available to them Monday to Fridays, and I will always respond to them within 24 hours. Often it's far less, but that's outside of weekends. Weekends, I will not be in that space whatsoever. And I think it's really important to have those clear boundaries in place, especially with clients, so that you both have an understanding of what's expected of each other as well. Now, my business hours of working school time hasn't always been the case. You know, back when my children were littler and I was juggling smaller children who weren't at school, I also had a part-time job back then and my business, things just were very different. But even then, I still have boundaries around business time. And that's really important because when you're starting a business, building a business, growing or scaling a business, you need to have dedicated time to focus in on that business so that it will grow and it will bloom into whatever it is that you're wanting to create for yourself. And so being totally real and honest with you, my business time typically revolved around my children napping or sleeping. I would work whilst they napped, or I would work of an evening or morning whilst they were still in bed asleep. And outside of those times, I would really only work when hubby was home and could be with the kids, which would allow me that time and space to work in my business. And, you know, that situation in particular was always such a win-win because I got time to work in my business and he got time to spend with the kids and they got time with their dad one-on-one as well. So that always worked out really well. And, you know, I know that it can be a juggle when you have, you know, all of these things going on, but there are ways in which you can create business time for yourself. So it's a matter of looking at your schedule, looking at what your commitments are, seeing where there's time and space available to you, and asking yourself, you know, how can I make some business hours work for me? And knowing too that it's not always about quantity as well. Sometimes the more time we've got, the more time that we can sometimes fluff around, the more time that we can procrastinate. Honestly, found that when I was juggling my part-time job, the little kids and the business, even though I had very limited time available for my business, it meant that I was really productive and focused because I knew I only had 2 hours to get this thing done or 2 hours to get my whole week's worth of work done in that time. And so I really got stuck in, got the work done. When you fast forward and I went to the point of leaving my job and being solely in my business and, you know, having the kids at school and having this Monday to Friday school hours available to me, all of a sudden I had all this extra time. And so I knew I had extra time available to me. And so things looked a little different. I knew that I don't have to get this done today because I've still got all these other hours of every other day available to me. So just know too that if you do have limited time available to you now in the season of life that you're in, know that that's okay. You can still build and grow your business. You can still get to where you want to go. It's more about being intentional with the time you have rather than looking at from that lens of, I don't have enough time. But again, being strategic around your time, setting some business hours for yourself really will make a difference. And I think what happens is when you create these business hours for yourself, the added bonus is that this actually helps with mum guilt too. You know, often we feel guilt for spending time away from our children to dedicate to our businesses. But when you have these clear lines between business time and family time, you can actually really enjoy those family moments and that quality time with them when you're in those times. And then likewise, when you're in your business time, you know that this time is dedicated for business. You can work in your business, you know, be fulfilled in the thing that you're passionate about, the thing that you're excited about, and what you're creating for yourself and your family. And know that even though I'm in this business time right now, I have dedicated family time outside of this. And so, you know, you've got that knowing that I've got that time for them as well. And so I've personally found that when I introduced boundaries around my business time, it really, really helped. And I think also just being able to communicate that with others as well. You know, if you've got your partner or family or someone that is helping with the kids to allow some business time for yourself, you know, communicating those boundaries. I know for me, I've also had to almost take it a step further and communicate the boundaries with other people as well. So quite often, you know, people know that, like people in my world know that I have my kids in full-time school and that I'm solely in my business. And whilst, yes, I get to choose when and what time I work in my business, I still have commitments inside of my business. And so, you know, if a friend calls and says, hey, you know, do you want to go for a walk or have a coffee date, you know, tomorrow morning, there are times I have to say, actually, I'm sorry, I can't. I've got, you know, work on. How about we catch up on Friday? Because as I mentioned before, Fridays are Renee days. So that's where I've got time and space to catch up with friends and to do other things. And that's also come into play with my dear Nan. So my dear Nan lives not too far away from me. And so I often help her out by doing groceries for her or paying bills for her or, you know, just doing little things for her because I'm so close. And there are times that she would ring and say, hey, could you do this thing for me? And, you know, sometimes there's that opportunity where I'm like, actually, I have a free space in my day. I can do that thing for you. Or there have been times I've had to say, actually, I'm really sorry, Nan. I'm not available. It'll have to wait till, you know, after I pick the kids up from school. So sometimes we also need to communicate our boundaries with other people as well. But more often than not, and this is what I say with my clients too, is the boundaries are things that we need to uphold for ourselves as well. So it really is a matter of setting aside and dedicating some time to consider what your own business's hours can be and then having boundaries in place so that you can commit to them. I hope that you have found this helpful and I know that it'll make such a difference for you and your business when you implement some of these business hours and you're able to create those boundaries to really commit to them. I hope that this has been helpful for you. I like to make my solo episodes bite-sized but also valuable as well. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to reneeoneal.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.